Good morning, this is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We certainly count it an honor and a privilege to come to you this morning. Once again, we find a beautiful Sunday morning that the Lord has brought us into, and we're glad to be able to come to you this morning to share just a few moments of your time. We trust that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord somewhere this morning. It's yet another beautiful day God's given us, and as we remind ourselves this Memorial weekend of all that we have to be thankful for, all that our precious Lord has done for us and on our behalf. And certainly we remember those that have gone on before us, especially those that have paid the price for our freedom today. And we just thank the Lord for all this morning. So we want to take just a moment and invite you out. If you're looking for a home church, why, we'd love for you to come by Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. We're actually physically located just out of Woodsdale there on Wayne Madison. And we'd invite you to come by. Service is Sunday school at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Worship service follows at 11. We generally have a Sunday evening service at 6, and Wednesday at 6 we meet for Bible study and youth service. This Sunday evening we won't be having any service. History's experience has shown me that there's a lot of folks out of town and away, and so we just set aside that service, give folks a little time, and usually not too many out, so we just cancel service on Memorial weekend like this on the Sunday evening service. So just keep that in mind. We do have a special announcement though we want to make, that a week from tomorrow night on June 4th at 6:30, we're going to have our Vacation Bible School, and we'd like to invite you to come out and be with us, get your summer started off right. We had it scheduled the week after school went out, and the weather kind of caught, pushed school being out back a few days, but we decided to keep it where we'd put it and go on with it. So on June 4th from 6:30 to 8:30 throughout that week, Monday through Friday evening, will be our Vacation Bible School, and then that Sunday on the 10th will be our special recognition service, and we're going to have a little picnic after service for the Vacation Bible School kids. So we invite everyone to come out and be a part of these things. If you would bow with me for a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, as humbly as we know how, God, Father, so thankful for the privilege of being one of thy little children. God, Lord, as we remember those that have paid a full price, God, those that have paid the ultimate price to purchase for us our freedom, God, we reminded, Lord, that you paid a price, our Lord, that no man could pay, Lord, that indeed you laid down your life that we might be free this morning from the wrath and that of sin. God, we thank you today, Lord, for paying a price we couldn't pay. Our Lord, we ask this day for those, God, that's still out there on the battlefield, Lord, for their families, God. Our Lord, we're afraid so many take for granted, God, how these young men and women and their families that are given so much, God, to try to bring freedom to our land. How maintain freedom and bring it to others, God. Our Lord, it breaks our heart to see and hear the things we hear in the news, Lord. And God, but we come to you knowing, Lord, that you're able to protect and watch over them, God. Our Lord, we ask for the good men in the chaplain corps, God, that seek to be a spiritual aid to those, Lord, that's in such terrible places this morning, Lord. Our Father, we ask you today to touch your children wherever they might be, God, trying to carry on, trying to lift up that precious bloodstained banner this morning. Our Father, oh Father, we come today, God, needing your leadership and your touch and your guidance. Father, in these few minutes, as in so many others, God, our Lord, we ask again that you continue to bless the good station here and Brother Mark, Lord, our Father, to bless each broadcast and each program, God. I know that at the root of all, Lord, is that desire to be a help to someone, God, our Father, to lift up someone, how most of all that the lost might see their need of a Savior. Take the word this morning, God, send it forth in pure Spirit in power. I let it lodge in the heart of one that needs it today, God, we pray. I'm blessed to services throughout the day and the weekend, God. I'm touch our sick, Lord, most of all, save our lost. How these favors we ask in the precious name of Jesus, and amen. How this morning, if you have a Bible, like to turn with us today. We're going to read a few familiar verses out of the 5th chapter of the book of Mark. And we're going to start about the 24th verse. Again, that's Mark 5 and 24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. How when she'd heard of Jesus came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, I turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her, and had how that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, I came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. I will stop right there this morning. Those of you that's Bible readers know, and whether this great account took place there is how Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, raise her from the dead. But we want to focus just for a moment this morning on this woman with the issue of blood. On the principles that's taught to you and I today. How we thought about how we can just see in our mind that great crowd that was following after him. And if you'll recall this morning, from the reading of the study of the word, that as Jesus' fame began to be voiced abroad, how people begin to follow after him, not because he was the Son of God, but because they wanted something from him, how maybe they could get a little meal, how maybe get a morsel of bread, how maybe they had a need today, and don't misunderstand me this morning, we all come because we have a need today, if we had not a need, we'd have never sought him. But they was a great press, a great throng around him this morning. I'm that little woman, had suffered all her life, for 12 years it said, excuse me, with this issue of blood, the physicians weren't able, money couldn't buy the remedy. This morning many people suffer from the wages of sin. They suffer by the choices they made, and they're looking for a remedy, and they're looking for an answer, and they're looking for help and all kinds of things. I appreciate good counselors, especially them that base it in the Word of God. But my friend, if you want to be made whole, you got to come to the one that can do it. Any counselor we're speaking to, I was going to tell you this morning, the first step, I get right with God this morning, I receive Jesus as your Savior. That's where it all begins. Jesus said over there in the book of Revelation, on the Isle of Patmos unto John, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The end of myself was the beginning of Jesus. The end of my life was the beginning of new life in him today. This woman, her issue of blood was going to come to an end, but life was going to begin anew for her. So this morning we begin in Christ Jesus. But I see a great illustration in her today. She'd heard about him. She knew he was able this morning.
brother. I get a little frustrated and downright angry sometimes at all the different things we hear in voices how they pretend to come in the name of the Lord. And you can do this and you've got to be that and you've got to go here and you've got to have. Brother, let me tell you what the Word said. You know it this morning, third chapter of the book of St. John. How Nicodemus come unto Jesus by night. He said, ye must be born again. I'm brother to see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus didn't understand. I'm brother, many don't understand this morning why. They've never experienced it. I'm brother, so they devise means and methods. If you'll follow this checklist, if you'll do this and if you'll do that. I'm brother, it begins this morning when we call upon the name of the Lord. Why? Because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved today. I being born again. I'm brother, this little woman determined. She couldn't find help anywhere else. She determined to go to the one she thought I could help her today. I'm brother, you'd never call on the Lord if you didn't believe he couldn't help you. We must believe that God is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm brother, she believed he could help. And when she got there, there was a great multitude around. I'm brother, I tell you, she was determined how to get to him. This morning, too many are deterred. I'm brother, too many turned away. Some little matter. He didn't smile at me. Why, that old preacher didn't shake my hand. He didn't call my name. When he was recognizing everybody else. I'm brother, let me I lovingly tell you this morning, I dig a little deeper. There's more to this than you today. I'm brother, there's more out of serving God than just feeling good. I'm brother, that little woman, there was a great crowd. How many things to deter her. How many things to hinder her. But I can see her as she began to bump her way through the crowd. I'm brother, with her hand reached out. I know in this morning, when she got close enough, how she'd get what she needed. I'm brother, I've had them tell me, preacher, I was raised different than you. I'm brother, I didn't inquire about your raising. I'm not asking you to come to church with me. I'm brother, I'd love to have you this morning. What I'm asking you today, I press through the throng this morning. I reach out to Jesus, as that little woman did. I'm brother, you can just kind of see her making her way through the throng. I no doubt there was many, some wanted this and some wanted that. I'm brother, did you ever think about where the hem of the garment was? I'm brother, I wouldn't be a bit surprised that she didn't fall down on her face and begin to crawl to get down there to where he was. I'm brother, so that when she got near him, down to the feet of Jesus, I'm brother, she fell down, bowed down. I reach out and touch the hem of his garment. I believe in this morning that one little touch would be all it took. This morning I'm going to ask you one more time. I don't let the crowd deter you. I'm brother, wake up. I lay your excuses aside. Understand today that a touch from the Master, I can do for you what it did for her. What did it do? It made her whole, my friend. Brother, the issue of blood was dried up immediately. Virtue come from the body of Christ. Book of Romans tells me that it was imputed unto me. His righteousness became my righteousness this day. God bless you this morning. I wish so glad that he made a way, that he opened the door, that he's offered to all today. How you press through the crowd. Don't let it all hinder you. Don't let them around you trouble you. I just pressed through this morning. This has been Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you this morning.